So by far the most important pattern to be able to recognise is the inspiratory dyspnea associated with an upper airway obstruction. When you watch an animal with an upper airway obstruction breathe, you'll see that they spend much longer trying to breathe in compared to breathing out. And because of the obstruction, they can only manage a very small inspiratory tidal volume, so expiration is usually short. In all but the most severe cases, you will hear a noise associated with the inspiration that is either stertorous, so snoring, or stridorous, wheezing. Rule of thumb is, if you can hear the dog breathing on the other side of the room, it has an upper airway obstruction till proven otherwise. So you'll hear something like I'll just have to clear my throat now.